first of all, I promised you last week that I would discuss this morning, and we're going to get right down to the deposit and return scheme. That is where you bring back the plastic bottles and cans and to the supermarkets, wherever you bought them, and you can deposit them and either get a voucher and you can spend it on your shopping, or you can get cash if once you get your receipt. But I'm delighted to have with me this morning Seamus Hogan from Lidl. Good morning, Seamus.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Very good, Seamus. Very good indeed. Seamus, before we go any further, I think a lot of people are a bit confused about this, because I know that our people have been saving and stocking up in plastic bottles and cans with the last couple of months of Christmas. Unfortunately, they're going to have to go out to recycling with them, aren't they?
Yeah, they want to get the bin back out and fill it up, yeah. Unfortunately, I've heard a lot of it as well. People are telling us inside in the stores that they're holding on to the bottles and the cans since Christmas, especially. Unfortunately, they won't be accepted. There's no deposit paid on them. And that is, I suppose, probably not what everyone wanted to hear, but it is reality. The logo is the big thing, and the database for the products that are going to be involved in the deposit return scheme won't include those products, and they'll be rejected at the machines throughout the town. I'll obviously speak just on DRS today, maybe not just about Lidl, but all the machines are virtually the same in every retailer. If your retailer has a machine, they're all the same. The same database they're working off of. We don't have a different database than Super Value or Tesco or Aldi in town. So, unfortunately, back to the recycling bin, or back out to the recycling centre.
Yeah, and when the bottles that the machines will take, they'll have a logo on them.
Yeah, the scheme has been is kind of been called the return scheme. So it's a return logo. It's an R with a circle around it and an arrow, kind of guiding you to go back to the retailer. So if that's on the bottle, when you purchase it, you know that bottle is included in the scheme. And I suppose just to explain a small bit about it, I suppose, like, this is going to be a very slow start to this project throughout all the retailers, because, like, again, I'll speak for ourselves, but we haven't even got one single product inside in the store today that can be returned on Thursday.
Okay. When are they going on the shelves?
Thursday. Yeah. And the reason for that is, if we put it out today with the return logo on it, and you come back next week, you haven't paid a deposit today, because we can't charge you the deposit until Thursday.
Right.
So when you come in on Thursday, the deposit will be only on the products that have a return logo. So there's not going to be mass increase in price across every retailer in town on Thursday because of the return scheme kicking in. It's only going to be on the products that have the logo on them, because we still have to sell out of the stock that we have that currently don't have the logo. So, like, there is, unfortunately, again, I'll speak for ourselves outside, there is a few off sales at the moment in water, and there's a few off sales in minerals, simply because the stock has been ran down. We can't send the other stock back into store until Thursday, or it'll be on sale on Thursday morning, we'll have it in on Wednesday evening, simply because if we put it out, we have to charge you the deposit, then it would be illegal to do so before Thursday.
Yeah, I fully understand. Seamus, and speaking about the fee that will be charged for a bottle going out, in comparison to what they'll get back, give us some example, any example.
So I suppose that the biggest one that we've looked at is the 24 pack of water. That's kind of the most hard hitting one. So, like, currently it's just over €6. It's going to increase to the take home price once it has the logo attached on all the bottles. It'll be just under €10 at €9.60.
Okay, about 50%.
Yeah,
right.
It's approximately probably about 35-40%. Yeah.
Right. Okay,
and I suppose the good thing is you get it back. You get the 360 back when you bring it back. But there's a few important things, and I suppose, look, there'll be help available in every retailer, I'm assuming, in town, definitely with ourselves. Like, if that bottle, like,
I mean, sorry, I don't interrupt, Seamus. When you said there's a price increase from €6 or something up to €9, it's not Lidl who's putting on that.
No.
I must stress that. It's not Lidl who's putting on that.
It's not, unfortunately. And that'll be reflected actually on the price ticket. So the price ticket will have the €6 that the water was, and it'll have underneath it what the deposit is. So, like, you're not going to walk in and see €9.60. It will be €9.60, unfortunately, at the till, but you will see very clearly how much the water costs and how much the deposit costs.
Okay.
And as I said, you're not getting the money back for the water, but you're getting the money back for the container that it's in. I suppose the way we're teaching the staff is when we're explaining it to customers is you're buying the drink and you're renting the vessel that it's in.
Right. Okay.
Obviously, you're getting that back. You're getting the money back when you come back to store. But any damage, like currently, if you drank a can of Coke or a can of any mineral, we have a tendency to crush it, to make it smaller.
Yes.
Recycling. You crush that can or you squash that bottle going forward, then you're actually making your deposit and getting a return from it null and void, because the barcode needs to be scanned going through all of the machines. The label with the return logo on it needs to be fully visible, and if it's not visible, you will have that product rejected at the machine as
right.
well.
Right. And the other thing is, when somebody brings 2 litre or 3 litre bottles, plastic bottles, they have to put it in a certain way.
Yeah, so you have to catch it by the bottom. And you have to push it through.
So the nozzle goes in first.
Yeah.
Okay.
The I suppose it's the machines are super high tech. They're measuring the bottle, they're weighing the bottle, and they're capturing the bottle on several cameras inside to determine does the barcode that just scanned at the front of the machine measure up with what's actually gone in. And once all of that comes together, it's very quickly accepts it.
Okay.
And once it accepts it and keeps accepting them, then you're building up your deposit return, and then it'll give you back the receipt at the end. It's a very, very simple process.
And you can do one or two things then with the receipt.
Yeah, you can you're going to go to the checkout either way, but you're going to head to the checkout if you're shopping in the store that day. And I suppose just to go back a step, like the reason we've put ours in the front of the store in every one of our stores,
by the way, listen, because I've been out during the week to look at this machine. It's on the left hand side, just as you go in the door.
Left hand side.
There's two machines.
Two separate machines.
Yeah.
Feeding bins in the back. But the reason it's there is that you pick up your trolley, you put your bottles into your trolley, you come in, and the first thing you want to do is get your money back or your voucher back for your bottles and cans, and then go about your shopping, and then you have your receipt in your wallet or your purse or your pocket, and you give that back at the till. As you said earlier, you can do two things. You can decide that you want to take it off your shopping, and the cashier will just scan it as part of your shopping. It'll be a product pretty much, but it'll have a negative value, so it'll take it off the price of the bill. And if you're just, you know, you're clearing out the house or you're just doing a recycling day and you're just going to come to us to get your bottles out of your house, and you turn up at the till with the voucher, we'll return it to cash. It'll be scanned,
okay.
It'll create a negative value, and then we'll give it back to you in cash.
Okay. The other thing I noticed outside, you pointed out to me, was that if people come with bottles or cans and there's liquid inside them, they're half empty or whatever, you have a facility there because they must be emptied before they go into the machine.
There's this very small tolerance, and every retailer can set this with the suppliers themselves, but there's a very small tolerance for liquid in the bottles and cans. I think it says about 4%. This, I suppose, the thing there is that if it's more than 4%, the weight of the bottle will be detected as a problem within the machine, and it'll reject it back out. It won't tell you that there's liquid in it. It'll be up to you to determine why it's been rejected because of the weight. And we have a drain just to the right of the boat machines for you to just pour your liquid out of that bottle and put it back in, and that'll get rid of it.
Okay.
Which is a positive step.
And of course, if there's anybody out there, especially elderly people who will be using this for the first time, there is help at hand there.
Yeah, we're going to put somebody in place for 15 days, and as I said, this will be a very slow start. We're going to have someone there for 11 hours a day, there to help and there to answer questions really for the first week. We don't envisage much use of the machines from Thursday, definitely into the start of the following week. And look, as I said, products will start to arrive taken fast with the logos on them from Thursday onwards. I know there's quite a lot building up in our warehouses at the moment, distribution centres, and they want them out, but we physically can't sell them, so having them in store doesn't make sense. But we'll have... We'll have one of the customer assistants or one of the managers available, and they will be approaching people if they want to know about it and show them.
In your itself, what volume can you visualise on a weekly basis?
We're looking at kind of a national average of about 20,000 units, so 20,000 bottles and cans.
Right.
Being accepted back. And the beauty of these machines is that you can push both into the same machine at the same time. So
the can or the bottle?
Yeah.
Or the plastic?
Yeah, you don't have to separate your plastic, you don't have to separate your cans, you can put them all in one after the other, and it'll read them and accept them at the same time, and then it'll give you back your receipt with the barcode.
Okay, the other thing is, because Noel even brought up there a while ago, he didn't realise that these don't take glass or Tetra Paks or...
No.
dairy product in Sweden.
No, it's...
Why don't they take... Why isn't there an allowance for the glass in there? Because, I mean, glass is probably one of the biggest things.
I suppose there's probably... The way that that's looked at is there's enough glass facilities in the country already,
okay.
And a lot of retailers support that with bins in the car park. That's been taken care of, and I suppose it works well. I suppose you brought up a good point there about the Tetra Paks, and I've had a lot of questions about, can I keep my bottle off my fabric conditioner? Can I keep the bottle off the milk or the carton off the milk? No, you can't, unfortunately. PET is what the plastic is called, and it does say it on the back of every bottle that you take, you drink from or you pour from. It does say PET on the back, and obviously the aluminium or steel cans are taken as well, but unfortunately it's not every bottle that we sell in the shop, whether it's a bottle of the detergent or a bottle of milk or something like that. Unfortunately, they're not accepted. It's just PET plastic.
The cans are, I presume, basically like the can of Coke or oil cans like that. What size bottles will it take then, Seamus?
It'll take everything from 150 mil, which would be, I suppose, anyone that was used to flying or putting the liquids into the 100 mil bottles, just slightly above that size, all the way up to 3 litre.
3 litre.
3,000 mil, yeah. So the only one that will be exempt from that we have outside is the 5 litre drum of water. That'll be exempt because the machine obviously wouldn't accept it, it's too big.
Okay.
They won't have a deposit on there.
How many machines in town?
Well, I would assume the big retailers all have machines.
And what happens, Seamus, if somebody arrives out to Lidl with a big bag of bottles or whatever, cans, but they bought them in Tesco's or something?
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter where you buy them.
No, and the same will happen. They will go into Tesco and Super Value and Aldi in town with Lidl bottles. You capture them at home, and I suppose the two products.
I was going to come on to the bag. You brought in samples there of bags that people can buy outside.
Yeah, so I'm not advertising, but I suppose people aren't thinking about what's coming. There's two products outside there. One that fits across your trolley, and you can bring your bottles you could fill it at home, bring it in, and then you could use it actually to bring your shopping back home. And the second one is just a really heavy duty bag. The one for the trolley is $7.99, the other one is $4.99. And it's about, I suppose, how do you store these at home? People aren't thinking about this, whether you have a crate or some other option is something we don't have. Currently, we're firing them into recycling bins.
Okay, right. Yeah, I just got a text in from a friend of mine. You got into the environment situation on me here. I said, we are, we're doing our best. Seamus, this is no cheap operation. This is an expensive operation. You showed me the machine. I mean, my God.
Yeah, phenomenal investment, especially ourselves. We've done some building work outside to make it fit in the best possible way and not to interrupt the customer journey in the store. I think it's a massive investment from a machine perspective, a massive investment by every retailer in the town. And I suppose the piece I wanted to definitely get across was, the respect for those machines. We definitely see a lot of, I suppose, fly tipping and stuff that happens at the bottle banks, especially after Christmas, and, they're full and people just leave the stuff there.
And that's the point I want to get to, Seamus, too, by the way, in case I forget it. These machines are inside the building, so people can't go during the night late or early in the morning and dispose of their bottles and glasses. It must be during work business hours.
Yeah, they'll be available. If we're open, they're open.
Yeah,
and that's the way. And
exactly.
They'll be on all the time.
Just in case people think they can go at any time at all, no, they can't.
No, and what we would ask is that there's going to be a few things like clubs, the GA clubs, the soccer clubs that are going to capture bottles in bins and stuff, and maybe they want to get them brought back and maybe make some extra money for the club. That's perfectly fine. But again, I suppose to think about when you're bringing them back, potentially out of hours or potentially 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening would be ideal, or very early in the morning. And
good point. Good point.
We have to take them back, and there'll be several other retailers in town, I'm sure, that will be also trying to, like, the smallest shop that sells a drink has to have something in place, whether that's taking it back over the counter or have a machine.
Okay, Seamus, I think we have nearly basically everything covered there, because but listeners, just to go back in it, when you go in the door to Lidl, now I'm not sure about the other, so I'm not going to talk about Lidl, just as you go in the first glass door, entrance door, the machine is on your left-hand side, okay? There is a container on the ground if you want to empty some liquid into that first before you put in the bottle. And you put the bottom of the bottle or the can, you put them in first.
Yeah.
If you put in a bottle that does not have the logo, which is...
the return logo, so that's it there on top of the label.
Oh yes, it's a circle with an arrow to the left with R in the middle. If it does not have that, it'll spit it back out to you.
Yeah.
And there's no point in you trying to put it in a second time or a third time, because if it won't be accepted once, it won't be accepted a second time. And that's basically it. When you you're finished there, do you press a button then?
No, the once you're finished, you just press I'm finished, and it'll give you a receipt very, very quickly, and you just take your receipt and head towards the till or head towards your shopping.
So you take the receipt, lads, up to the till, and you can give cash or you can put it towards your shopping, bottom line. If there's any other questions, say that, Jim, that'll come in to me, I will certainly contact you about it, and we can give it out in there. But I think it's fairly simplified at that, Jim.
It is very simple, but I suppose there's a lot of confusion. A lot of people have stored bottles and cans, and we're trying to eliminate that being, I suppose, embarrassing in one sense, but also maybe holding up the machines and put something in and it'll get rejected back out, and then there'll be questions around that. But the biggest thing is if you don't have, it doesn't have a return logo. Don't attempt to bring it back, and this will be a slow burner. This won't be queues out the door on Thursday morning or Friday morning or Saturday morning. It'll be 2 or 3 weeks before this kicks off, where you're building it into your routine every week to bring them back. We will have leaflets available in the store from Thursday, so we'll have the attendant in the entrance area to obviously answer any questions that anyone may have. Simplest question or the hardest question, we'll have people ready there to answer them all. But we have a leaflet to explain, that's one of them there, just to explain everything that you do with your bottles, just to make sure sizes, prices, everything is on it, and that'll be handed out to anybody that can take it home and read up on it then when they're done.
Okay, Seamus. So look, this is the most important thing is that it's not starting until Thursday. No pointing going out before then, and it will not accept bottles before Thursday without the one with the stamp on it, the return stamp on it. Other than that, it should be. I mean, there will be help outside, lads. As Seamus said, there'll be someone there for about 15 days, and even after that, if you have to get somebody to go in to come out, there's always help at hand outside in Little. I think that's basically it, Seamus. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, thanks very much for the opportunity to discuss it. I think it's just important to clarify for people.
Certainly is, and don't forget, lads, there are bags outside for sale in case you're thinking how you're going to get them out. There are two different bags, as we explained. You can buy them outside in Little also. And don't forget, whatever you do, don't damage the bottles. Don't squash the bottles, lads, to try and get more into a box or something for bringing them out, because we won't accept it. Keep the bottles and the cans as they come off of the shelf, and they will go in, no problem, into the machine. And as well as that, make sure they're empty. Okay, Seamus, I think that's everything we can go through. If there's any more questions, I certainly will bring them back to you. Seamus, my sincere thanks for coming on this morning, because it's something that we definitely wanted to get to, because a lot of people were under the impression that they could go with any battles at heart. Okay, thanks a million, Seamus Hawking, lads, manager outside in Little, giving us a rundown there on the deposit return scheme.